China is preparing to put another group of human rights lawyers on trial, charging them with crimes of subversion. Authorities have arrested or questioned most of the country's roughly 300 human rights lawyers. The trials seem to be part of a government effort to end challenges to its authority. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this story from Beijing.
The five-month-old baby pipes up as I sit down to interview his mom, Yuan Shanshan. He was born after his father, rights lawyer Xie Yanyi, disappeared into police custody in July of last year. Yuan is waiting, nervously, until he gets out of jail to name him.
Our family hired a lawyer, but the authorities barred him from representing my husband. I have had no communication with my husband, and I have no way of knowing if he's dead or alive.
Yuan says police forced her landlord to evict her, so she and her baby have been staying with friends. She says that she only found out from media reports that her husband has been charged with incitement to subversion. Xie's case will go to trial soon, and Yuan says she hopes it'll be broadcast on TV.
I want people to be able to judge for themselves what kind of man my husband is and whether China's laws are really capable of protecting his rights.
Eva Pills is an expert on China's human rights lawyers at King's College London in the UK. She argues that prosecuting rights lawyers is part of a wider effort by China's leaders to limit civil rights in the name of national security. And those rights are exactly what China's rights lawyers are trying to protect. She says the cases they handle send a larger message.
That China's system needed to change, it needed to reform to provide better protection to rights. And that, I think, is centrally what the government doesn't want to tolerate.
The government has accused the lawyers of involvement in a plot to topple the Chinese government. It targets the lawyers' brand of legal activism, which employs social media and street protests to sway public opinion on politically sensitive court cases. Activist Zhai Yanmin was given a suspended 3-year jail term last month. State media televised his admission of guilt in court.
I maliciously hyped up the cases on the internet, and I tarnished the image of the Communist Party and the government. I was used by overseas media and hostile forces to do this.
Human rights lawyer Shang Baojun says that it's not hard to defend against such charges. One just has to argue that the rights lawyers are simply exercising their constitutionally guaranteed right of free speech.
It doesn't matter if what he said is right or wrong. What matters is that you can't arrest and jail someone because of what they say or what they think.
The problem, Shang says, is that the government appoints defense lawyers who assume their clients are guilty. But the government's actions are not monolithic. Shang has been able to defend some rights lawyers since the crackdown began last year. He says the authorities don't like him and his firm, but they tolerate them because they handle political cases strictly by the book.
We don't get into politics, and we try to avoid taking the authorities off.
Still, Shang is concerned whether he and other rights lawyers will be allowed to take on politically sensitive cases in future. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.